Good day, my fine fellows. Welcome to the 374th episode of It's Super Effective, the Pokemon podcast. How does that sound?
That sounded beautiful and elegant. That's
elegant.
I like it a lot.
My name is William R. Anderson, and here with me today, I'm not the usual host. So if you want wild antics of Steve Cerumi, please listen to episode 373 or episode 375 if that is out by now, and I will have no part of that one. With me today is Rochelle.
That's me, with my very fancy and elegant name for this fancy and elegant podcast.
We've got all kinds of extra silent letters hidden up in there.
Mm-hmm. True story. 100% true story. Well, first of all, my mother was going to name me Francis until all of her friends told her that was stupid. And then she was like, how about Rochelle? But I don't know how to spell Rochelle. So I'm going to spell it every possible way I can think of. And that is the actual true story of how my name is spelled.
And it actually, if you find all the silent letters, they spell out a secret word, which is Francis. And also with me is Robert, or how do you pronounce it?
How do I pronounce Robert?
Your name. You don't call yourself Robert.
Bobby?
Oh, there you go.
Robert's more fancy, though.
It's the proper proper way. See, my middle name is Robert, which I usually don't let people know, because when I was in high school and people found out that my name is William Robert, they started calling me Billy Bob. And I really, really hate that.
That's understandable.
Here's a clue for all the people of the universe. If you meet somebody named William, do not automatically assume that you can call them Bill, because there are a lot of Williams out there who don't go by Bill, and that's a huge assumption on your part. But anyways, the positive things, how are you guys doing? Have you been having a fantastic Pokemon week?
I've been having a fantastic Picross week.
Is it Pokemon Picross? I've played that game.
No, it's not. Probably because I completed Pokemon Picross and never went back. Because that's how I play Picross. I just aggressively complete it, usually within about a span of a week, and then I never look at it again until somebody happens to mention, oh, I never played the newest Picross. And I go, I didn't know there was another one. I guess I'll play that this week. So,
did you do the alternate world ones too?
Yeah, all the color ones, all the major big ones. True story, I actually, in Picross S3, I have exactly two puzzles left to do, and they're the very last in the really big picture ones that you have to do like 15 or 60 of them to complete the picture. I have exactly two Picross puzzles left, and I will be out of Picross until the next game.
Wow, until the next one comes out.
Which will hopefully be
soon. I've never played Picross, so...
Yeah, stay away. It's very addictive. And like, it's like, you're like, it's 9 o'clock at night, time for me to go to bed. And then, you know, all of a sudden it's 10:45 and you're like, oh, I gotta figure this one. Oh, like that. And then you like can't even fall asleep because then you can't figure it out. And then you're like, your brain is like, what if? And then it's like never ending. Bobby, have you had a fantastic Pokemon week?
I have had a fantastic Pokemon week. I was able to get a Tropius yesterday in Pokemon Go from a friend of mine. So that was really exciting.
I had a Tropius before you did. Ha ha ha.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get one at Worlds?
Yeah.
Ah, lucky you. Well, I have one now as well. And I've also walked my Farfetch'd over 3,000 kilometers as a buddy Pokemon. So
wow. Did you get a medal for that?
No.
Well,
I just get a bunch of people on Twitter telling me that my buddy's a waste.
Rude. So, you know,
there's that.
Look, buddy choices are very personal. And it's like, do you want to flex because you have a shiny, I don't know, something? Or do you want to be functional because you got to get that candy to level up the dudes? Don't criticize other people's buddy choices. It's very rude.
Exactly.
All right, so we got a show for folks. Oh, I use that word, and I never want to use that word for non-visual programming. But anyways, we've got a program for you today. We got some news items. We've got fun topics for enjoyment and good times. And then we have our traditional question of the week and Pokemon of the week. So lots of stuff for people to be entertained by, and we will get it all done in 15 minutes because I've been packing and I need a nap.
I'm fine.
It will
with
not
this.
Be done in 15 minutes. No, I know. We're like up past Rochelle's bedtime.
It's like 6 hours past my bedtime, to be clear.
So you got a nap in there. That's cool.
I mean, if you count Picross as a nap, right?
Oh, see, I told you that. I warned you about that Picross.
That's the problem.
All right, let us get into some news. And this is, you know, the traditional, it's super effective, last week's news today. So let me read this from Pokemon.com. Get shiny Lunala or shiny Solgaleo at GameStop via Pokemon Pass. Stop by GameStop starting October 21st and open your Pokemon Pass app to receive a shiny legendary Pokemon. I just had a realization. By October 21st, I may actually have a GameStop that I can go to.
Oh my gosh, Will.
Because I won't be living in D.C. anymore.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow, dreams can come true if going to GameStop is actually could be considered a dream.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think you're better off not having one.
I fully expect you to send me a GameStop Snapchat when you go and pick
we'll
up
see.
Your shiny Pokemon.
We'll see if I remember in October. Maybe Greg will remind me. Take a trip back to the Alola region with the help of shiny Lunala or shiny Solgaleo. Get one of these two legendary Pokemon when you visit a participating GameStop store from October 21st through November 10th, 2019. When you get there, open the Pokemon Pass app on your iOS or Android device to receive the code. When you enter this code into Pokemon Ultra Sun or Pokemon Sun, you'll receive shiny Lunala. I don't know why that word is so hard for me to say. Or enter the code into Pokemon Ultra Moon or Pokemon Moon to receive shiny Solgaleo. Each code can be used only once. Shiny Lunala.
You can do this.
Shiny Lunala will be level 60 and know the moves Moongeist Beam, Psy Shock, Moon Blast, and Moonlight. Shiny Solgaleo will also be level 60 and know the moves Sunsteel Strike, Zen Headbutt, Noble Roar, and Morning Sun. And then there's details about blah, 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 how to get Pokemon Pass app, and then how to redeem your code afterwards. So are you guys pumped? How do you feel about shiny Solgaleo and shiny Lunala?
I think that they look great.
They're pretty aggressively red.
Yeah,
that was the first thing I thought too.
But I don't know. It's cool. They look different enough than their normal forms.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. But it's like
I'm a fan.
They
it's
look
like somebody just poured some red paint on them.
I
both.
Was gonna say they look exactly like if you put the pictures of the Pokemon into like paint on your computer and then took the bucket tool and bucketed in red for most of it.
Well, maybe they did. Maybe that's exactly what they did for that
no,
one.
No, I think there's several people in our community that do leverage Pokemon. I mean, paint, Microsoft Paint for doing their Pokemon alters. So, maybe that is the way of it.
So, based on what it's saying, are you, because you don't just go in and get codes like physical codes anymore, so are you able to get two, you think? So if you have both games or all four games maybe?
Ooh.
Like presumably you go in and the app is like, "I see you're at GameStop. Here's a code. Can you like redeem that code?" And then presumably it only ever works once because that's how codes work. After you redeem it, can you go to the app again and be like, "Give me another code?"
That's... Yeah, I don't know, because with the Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu stuff, it gave you three codes when you went in. It actually, so you could, I guess it was, so if you have both Eevee and Pikachu, you could do the code for each, and then you could maybe give one to a friend or something. But it actually gave you three separate codes when you went in and redeemed. So I don't know if maybe it'll be the same way with this. They'll just give you multiple codes.
It certainly doesn't say in the news article.
They're going to give you three codes, and you have to choose whether you want one Solgaleo and two Lunala, or two Solgaleo and one Lunala.
Well, Rochelle, take a moment to step back, because we have many friends who do not have access to GameStop at all. So like Will. Rather than being greedy, you're going to get one shiny Solgaleo, one shiny Lunala, and then you're going to give a code to a friend who can't get one.
I mean,
how's about that?
I suppose, or alternatively, you can just download the extra code and then put it in your Pokemon bank. And then when you happen to be like at a convention and you overhear someone going, man, I missed the shiny Solgaleo event, you can be like, bro, I've got you covered. Here's your Pokemon. And they're like, thanks, mystery person I'll never see again in my life. It's all wonderful.
That actually sounds like something I would do. I'm like so aggressively charitable that I think it makes people uncomfortable. I literally had a can of mustache wax in my gym bag, and it's like after I had shaved off my beard and I saw somebody with a beard and I was like, here, take this mustache wax.
I'm not even kidding. It's a true story.
It's beautiful. I am impressed. I only do that with Pokemon.
Look, you can only give away what you got to give.
True story.
All right. I've got another news item. Are you guys ready for the next news item? Although,
ready as I'll ever get.
I'm not sure I can figure out how to turn this into a news. Pokemon Masters, it's available for all the people who weren't at Worlds to play. This game, I will refrain from making my commentary. Have either of you guys tried it? Have both of you guys tried it?
Yeah, I tried it.
I'm not going to lie. I had a brief moment in time, maybe about 3 hours ago, where I was like, oh, no, wait, maybe I should play Pokemon Masters. Coincidentally timed with the receiving of a text message from my little brother asking about Pokemon Masters. And I went to go look it up, and I can't get it. It doesn't come up in the Play Store.
It doesn't work on your phone?
That's possible. It like doesn't come up in the Google Play Store at all for me. I don't know if maybe my phone is just too old and they're like, nah, we're not even going to bother.
You could try going to the website for Pokemon Masters because there's a link for Google Play.
Yeah.
And it might take you to it that way. But I don't know. So, Bobby, you've played it. I played it at Worlds. But what has been your interpretation?
I mean, when I say I've played it, for maybe like 5 minutes. I did the two first battles, I guess, that
so
you do.
We are possibly the worst people to be discussing this. Folks who are listeners, Greg will be back next week. He is obsessed with this type of games, so he will have an in-depth, extensive review and discussion of Pokemon Masters, and I will be nowhere to be found, so I will be not there to throttle his enthusiasm, which I'm sure will exist. But in your 5 minutes of play, Bobby, what did you come across?
It seems fine. I don't know.
What a great review. It seems fine.
Well, yours before, your last week was just, it was bad.
It's okay. So. Well, I mean, if that, let me get back to it. That game is hot trash. No, it's not for me. And I might, at a quieter point in my life, come back to it and have a look at it. But it's just there. I was playing it on an iPad at Worlds. Obviously, there was a lot going on around me at Worlds, but there just seemed to be so much going on the screen that you had to keep track of, and, you know, like picking a target for your Pokemon to attack. And then I don't know if there were items or other things that you had to use, but it's just like, then looking at weakness and who was attacking you back, and you know, fundamentally the Pokemon aren't yours. You have to get buddies, and the buddies are the ones that are actually having battles. But ugh,
yeah, I didn't really like that that theme of it. That it's like you, and then you're controlling your friends and what their Pokemon do and everything, but I think that this game doesn't play well as like a demo, like what you're saying. I think it's really hard to sit down with this for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes and just play it and then come away with a really good idea of, because there's so much you can do. And I feel like there's a lot to it. So I feel like if I sit down with it for a little bit longer, I might get into it, but so far it's just kind of, eh,
yeah,
it's okay.
And like my Pokemon appetite right now is taken up by breeding Joltix, because I did finally get my shiny cutie fly.
Oh yeah, congrats
after
on that.
What, like
that.
4 months. So now we're trying to breed a shiny Joltik. So that's about as much Pokemon time as I have every day. I don't need to add a new. And I also, I'm not big on playing games on my phone. So that's also a big drawback to it. Maybe someday I'll have a tablet again, but today is not that day. All right. Well, we'll have a more extensive review, I'm sure, once Steve and Greg are back. Oh, and also for people who are wondering, Steve and Greg were at PAX West without me. I normally cannot go to that just because it's the start of the academic year and I'm on kind of like a travel ban from the university. So in case any emergencies come up, they had a panel on Friday, this past Friday, which was streamed on Twitch. So you probably might be able to watch it as a recorded program. It was on the PAX 2 channel. So you might want to give a look for that. It was at 6 p.m. Eastern on Friday, August 30th. Is that how dates work?
Yes.
Cool.
That is how dates work.
It was really good. I watched the whole thing. The only disappointment was the document that I had updated, because it was Fight Over the Best Pokemon, and we carry the document from PAX to PAX and update it. The one that I had done at the most recent PAX East was lost. So they had to go step one back from that, but still good time. And if you guys do get a chance to watch it, I would recommend it, because you'll have a lot of good laughs. Next news item. Very important news. Let me read this article for you. This is from Nintendo Soup from 3 days ago. Snorlax has joined the Build-A-Bear Pokemon plush lineup.
Yes, so, it's so cute.
Build-A-Bear has revealed that their Snorlax plush is now available to purchase in-store from their Pokemon lineup for around $45. Wake up, Pokemon trainers. You're not dreaming. Now you can add Snorlax to your Pokemon lineup. This normal-type Pokemon has a round blue-green body with a cream-colored belly and a sleepy expression on its face. Its large, cuddly size makes the sleepy Snorlax anything but a snooze. This online exclusive bundle features Snorlax ready to doze off with a cozy robe, sleeping cap, 5-in-1 Snorlax sound chip, and Build-A-Bear Workshop exclusive Snorlax Pokemon TCG card. Please note, due to Snorlax's extra snuggly size, this furry friend cannot fit inside our standard size gift box or cub condo. I don't even know what those
cub
words
condo
mean. But I guess it's just it's bigger than your usual Build-A-Bear.
I mean, it's a Snorlax, of course it is.
What do you think of its little night robe thing?
I think it's wonderful. I love it. I love it so much.
It is super cute. Oh, man.
Yeah.
The little hat, the little tiny robe with a little tiny robe belt. Oh, it's adorable.
And the robe's got all like Z's on it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we know about this beforehand? I wonder.
You mean like, why didn't they preview it before they released it?
It's just like this, like, sprung it on us that, oh, like, hey, Snorlax is there, and then you're like, oh. Just so we have to keep in mind, the one that comes with the cap, robe, 5-in-1 Snorlax sound chip, which is that just 5 different snores, that's online exclusive. Let's not overlook that. So if you go into the Build-A-Bear store, I almost said snore, you won't be able to get all of that. You have to order it online in order. Do you guys have a Build-A-Bear store near you?
I don't know.
You never
did for at one point. I'm not sure if it's still there.
I think there might be one in the Fancy Rich People Mall about half an hour south of me.
Yeah, that's usually where they hide them, the Fancy Rich People Mall.
Not here in San Diego. It was not the fancy rich people mall that had them.
Well, I'm trying to think. But, yeah, there was one in Georgetown Park, which is no longer a mall. But who cares about things in D.C.? I'm certain the Mall of America is going to have a Build-A-Bear.
Probably like three of them.
I don't know. Never been there. Wouldn't it be funny? Like, here's another not funny, not ha-ha funny, but funny weird story. I have lived within 1 mile of the National Cathedral in D.C. for the past 20-something years, and I have never, ever gone. Wouldn't it be funny if I'm, like, for the rest of my time that I'm in Minnesota, never go to the Mall of America? I'd be, like, the one person, and everybody's like, oh, we're getting together at the Mall of America for Community Day, and I'm like, sorry, I'm out. Not... Oh, good gracious.
Update.
Uh-oh.
There's a Build-A-Bear at my fancy rich people mall.
Nice. That is
in San Diego. So, oops. Yep.
Update.
All right.
My phone is not eligible to play Pokemon Masters.
Oh.
And that's why. So, my official review is it sucks.
Because you can't have it.
Exactly.
That's not necessarily a legitimate review.
Talk to the Pokemon Go community about that.
Moving on.
Now I've got something that'll really get you excited. Let's get with the positivity. You ready? Because I've seen two pieces on this one. This is from NintendoEnthusiast.com. Ooh. Rumor. New Pokemon anime to be revealed soon.
What?
Well, let me read you this article. The Pokemon Sun and Moon anime has been on the air and available for streaming since the game's release on the 3DS. But as we're gearing up for a new generation of Pokemon, we can undoubtedly expect a new anime. I have been cursed by the host of this program curse. Undoubtedly expect a new anime series to go with it. This most recent rumor suggests we'll see a full reveal as soon as September 29th. This rumor comes from Spanish Twitter account Centro Pokemon. In this post, they shared pictures of the logo for the upcoming series, as well as stating that the reveal will be on September 29th. The interesting thing about this logo is that it's similar to the alternate universe-based I Choose You and the Power of Us movie logos. And then this is the Twitter thing right here. It says, El nuevo anime de Pokemon se revelará, which is the future tense of reveal in Spanish. I don't know numbers in Spanish, 29 de septiembre. I don't speak Spanish, folks. That's the best thing you could do.
I think it'd be vente nueve.
Something like that, sure. To add more please, someone take my tongue and iron it out. To add more credibility to this, Cerebee reported that this Sunday's Pokemon episode will have world-exclusive news. This could end up being a soft announcement for the new series, likely with a confirmation of a full reveal on September 29th. For now, though, we don't know anything. We'll have to wait until either Sunday or the 29th for more information. So what do you guys think? Have you heard anything about this, or is it just too fresh?
Well, it's too fresh. No, it's technically Sunday, and Japan...
Oh, it was already Sunday in Japan, yeah.
Right, so wouldn't it have already...
gotten out there, yeah. So what was the big reveal? That's what we don't know.
I don't know. I'm intrigued.
So,
here we go. I got an update from Cerebee.
There you go. That's how you do it.
All right. It looks like a new Pokemon anime series has been confirmed now. Oh, wait. That says unveiling to be on September 29th. And then the title of the new anime series is to be Pocket Monsters, the same as when the anime started in 1997.
Wait, this is from Cerebee. So let's read this. It's in the anime department. As announced last week and leaked earlier this week, the world-exclusive announcement alongside the anime is the announcement of the next series of the anime. I literally read that as written. Due to be revealed on September 29th, 4 weeks today, this announcement came with a small teaser clip, which shows a clip featuring artwork of each region's starters, from Kanto, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle up to Galar region with Grookey, Scorbunny, and Sobble. The press materials also state title of the new anime series to be just be Pocket Monsters, the same as when the anime started in 1997. Well, blah, 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 blah. Thank you, Sarah B.
It says,
the anime is to be set not just in Galar, but in all regions featured so far and feature Pokemon from each of those regions.
Yeah, the little video, Japanese video clip, it literally just shows the starters from each region. And they're all super cute, as they always have been.
Mm-hmm.
What's the anime look like? Like, does it look like the same...
It's
the same design as Sun Moon?
It's just still Sugimori's of... the starters. Oh, okay. There's no animation. No, we don't even know if Ash is going to be in it. What would that be like if they removed Ash from the anime?
Has the anime ever gone through all the more than one region? In the specific series.
Well, I mean, technically, Ash did take a boat from Unova to Kalos, which I'm trying to think of how that would actually work. I guess it's just across the Atlantic.
I guess.
Sometimes you get like little snippets of one region in another region's anime, like the Sun and Moon anime, where you occasionally see Kanto, but mostly you're in Alola. Right. But I don't think there's ever like, I'm going to spend 10 episodes here and then 10 episodes there. You know what I mean?
Did they go back to Kanto in Sun and Moon? Because I remember that he fought Brock and Misty again, that they showed up. Or did they come to Alola?
Yes. I'm pretty sure they went back for a little bit. I think it was like 2 episodes. Don't quote me on that, but...
So this is a new Pokemon anime series has been confirmed. Does that mean like a new season? Or is this like a separate series?
I know. That's the question.
Well, that's the
mystery.
Because... is it going to be in this alternate universe of I Choose You and the Power of Us, where there's like trainers from all the other regions and all the other regions, and you see Pokemon from all the regions all over the place, and that's wonderful and amazing?
And it solves the mystery of like, why were there no Scorbunnies in Kanto from people visiting from Galar, strangely enough, and bringing their Scorbunnies with them?
Right. But I mean, like, are they going to also have like a Sword and Shield anime happening at the same time, or are they replacing that with this?
I know, it's a really good question.
I would actually,
come on, guys,
guess that it's probably going to be like essentially replaced with this. Like, it might like primarily take place in Galar or something. But I would actually bet that this is just it, where they're just doing more crazy fun world stuff, because you saw that with the movies too. Like, historically the movies were always matched up with the region, and then with Alola they're just like, nope, just kidding, they're just cool movies now that aren't related to Alola at all. So I wouldn't be surprised if they were like moving more onto that movie kind of track of concept of the world with the anime.
And we're going to completely rewrite history, and...
I can't wait for the first episode. We're like, this is Ash Ketchum, he just turned 12.
Or no Ash at all. What if they do it like, words always flop right out of my head the minute I want to speak. But was it not Origins, although Origins was real good, the other one where it was like the 20th anniversary and they had the little vignette.
Generations?
Shows Pokemon Generations. What if they did it like that? And it was like... sort of episodic, but like kind of like the Twilight Zone, where like each one stands alone, and it's just like, here's a story from the Pokemon world, and it's just like a, you know, one or what do they call it, anthology?
I would love a Pokemon anthology series.
I'd be into that for sure.
I would adore that, and I 100% expect it not to be that.
So you think we're getting old Ash again?
I
yes We absolutely are getting old ash.
Here's what it is. I am not going to allow myself to hope that we don't get ash again. Not that there's anything wrong with Ash, except for the fact that I'm really tired of him. But I don't... I will gladly be pleasantly surprised if they do, but I'm not going to allow myself to hope that they will.
I you know what would be fantastic is if they had a girl trainer.
Yes!
And like, I mean, we have had 20 years of Ash. Can we get 20 years of Serena? I love Serena. Here, let's put it out on the table. Will Anderson loves Serena. I thought that she was a fantastic character with an incredible arc. I actually like was emotionally invested in how she was doing. I want to see more of that.
Seconded.
Than the same overexcited, always hungry.
Always hungry.
I mean, isn't he? Isn't
Basically.
Ash like always yes. hungry?
Yeah, he is.
Hungry for wins. Oh man, what else could we see? If we, so, like we're obviously in the completely speculative area of
okay.
what this program's going to look like.
Here's what it's going to be: they're going to air the first episode, and it's going to start with this. This is Ashley. She just turned 12.
Ashley,
yeah, I was thinking that too.
Ashley, no. Her name is going to be Janine. Why not?
I mean,
how's about Janine?
I think that's a great name.
Why not?
That's a Zombies Run character.
Why are people naming their kids these days? I don't.
Oh,
Bobby,
wait.
You're a parent.
Wait, I got this.
I had a... What?
I love looking up what names are popular in just random years of the world.
So while you look up those names, Bobby, what are the preschool? What's the popular girl names in preschool right now?
My child is 2, so I have no idea what the popular names in preschool are.
I mean, this is 2019.
Okay.
Don't you dump your kid off at the baby factory, whatever baby maintenance facility while you go to work? Isn't that how the parents do these days?
If you could dump your baby at the baby factory if you want to. We don't, but that's possible.
Doesn't your baby have baby friends?
A couple. Again, he's just turned 2. So
so
I was 2 years old. I was very popular.
Here's the problem: you're asking for baby friends. He is clearly a toddler. It's toddler friends.
Oh, dag nabbit.
Okay.
Yes.
I have, for the United States, Social Security people, top 100 names of 2018.
Okay, good enough.
For boys, our top 5 are Liam, Noah, William, and James.
Wait, Liam?
Hey, William.
Yep.
Well, it's Liam. Liam is a half of William, not the good half. Also, obviously, highly influenced by One Direction. I believe Noah is probably also highly influenced by pop music. Although, yeah. I know we have several listeners whose names are Noah, so shout out to all the Noahs out there. Y'all are cool.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other ones? Oliver
is number 5.
That's taking us right back to the 1800s, isn't it?
Yep. And then the top...
Wait. What else? That we only got... 1, 2, 3. What were the other two?
Oh, Liam, William. Noah, William, James, and Oliver.
Ah, so William and James, those are always going to be
classic names.
All right, now give me the girl names.
Emma, Olivia, Ava, Isabella, and Sophia.
Interesting.
Wow, lots of us at the end.
Yeah, but it also sounds like a Bronte sisters novel.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they literally have one called Emma? I'm pretty sure there's a book out there called Emma.
Oh,
wow.
There is. So.
So it's got to be Olivia. Well, no, Olivia was already a character in the Pokemon universe. So
Ava
is good because it's short like Ash, but also a little close to Evangelion, which is disturbing and gross.
Is it?
Yes, because they're all called Evas.
Okay.
The robots are. Give me, what are the other ones? Yeah.
Olivia, Isabella. So, I mean, I can go past the top five if you want. I can just go down the list.
No, it's got to be in the top five. It's probably going to be an Emma.
I could see Isabella being shortened to Bella.
Yeah.
Yeah? This is Bella. She just turned 12.
Or Isabel.
Yeah.
They can't do Isabel.
Oh, that's from Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
There would be way too much crossover fan art. Number six is Charlotte. Okay. Mia. Uh-huh. Mia and then Amelia.
Ooh, I could see Mia.
Harper.
Yeah.
And Evelyn. Evelyn. Number 10, Evelyn.
Or Evelyn. Evelyn. Evelyn from
I could see them doing like a Harper or something though.
Well, I mean, Harper is kind of like a non-gender name.
Exactly.
But how about this? Instead of it being the anime, it's just the exact same anime as the one that came out 20 years ago, but the entire thing is from Pikachu's perspective.
I'm into it.
Okay, here's the thing.
People got so angry when Pikachu talked, when obviously that was just like a dream sequence brought into reality.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. That was...
I'm going to reiterate my opinion that I absolutely love that, even though the entire theater laughed because my BFF literally was so startled that they screamed, "What in the world?" And
it's like, let's not get back into debates from 3 years ago. It was beautiful and lovely.
I loved it. I would love an entire series where it's just Pikachu going like, "Oh man, this kid's so annoying. I can't believe he broke my ketchup bottle again." But I highly doubt we're going to get that.
Oh, the broken ketchup bottle still causes me nightmares. I'm with you, Pikachu. It's like, if you ever want to understand my emotional state at any point in time, just look at a GIF of Pikachu crying over the broken ketchup bottle. That's Will Anderson, 24/7.
Absolutely the biggest mood.
All right. Yes. Do we have anything else to say, projections about the new anime?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Rochelle?
Based on what we've seen.
Are you going to watch it?
Of course I am.
You going to watch one episode?
I will watch a minimum of one episode. we'll see from there.
I'm sure it'll be available on the Pokemon TV app, so be sure to download that and see if it'll work on your phone.
Oh.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will have our topics for this week, topics to discuss. So we'll be right back.
Hey, what do you guys think about pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. Frosted flakes.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Mini wheat.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Frosted flakes.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Pop tarts.
Pop tarts.
Pumpkin spice coke.
Ready?
Pumpkin spice,
Dr.
Pepper.
Nice.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice, frosted flakes.
Pumpkin spice.
We got the peppermint mocha.
And we are back because that's how this program normally starts. I hope Rochelle and Bobby started recording already because I didn't give them a warning to do so.
Yeah, I started recording when you said back. So
nice, nice. Well, somebody's got to edit this, and it's me.
Aww.
So our first topic of this wonderful program is something we haven't done in a while, which is reviewing items from PokemonCenter.com. And the item that I selected first, I picked it because I started looking at new releases. And in the new releases, for you true EV fans out there, they now have, it's a trio of socks called the Vaporeon, Jolteon, and Flareon Triple Threat Sock Bundle. Three great evolutions of Eevee make for three great pairs of socks. You get Vaporeon, Jolteon, and Flareon socks in a comfortable cotton blend, plus the extra value of this Pokemon Center bundle. This bundle includes Vaporeon Triple Threat Mid-Calf Socks, Jolteon Triple Threat Mid-Calf Socks, Flareon Triple Threat Mid-Calf Socks. That's what you get. I think you get to save some money because you're buying... It is $32 for three pairs of socks.
32. I got 37 over here.
It's $31.99
when you click add to cart.
Yeah. Missed the fine print.
But...
Ruthless. Well,
there are no reviews.
Wait a second.
For what?
Oh, okay. They're barely cheaper than buying them separate.
Correct. Okay. The individual normal pair of socks from PokemonCenter.com is $12.50. And I know that because the item that we are going to look at today and discuss is the Mew Mythical Mania Mid-calf socks, selected because alliteration is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Description. Get Mew in the Mythical Mania style on these awesome knitted mid-calf socks. The popular and mysterious Pokemon makes an appearance in the Pokédoll style. Many Mew in the Mythical Mania style. Pokemon Center original design. More details. Restrain yourself. It gets better. Item dimensions, 16 by 3.4 by 0.3 American inches. Country of origin, made in China. Materials, 65% cotton fiber, 33% nylon, 2% spandex. Can you guess where the spandex went? Care instructions, machine wash cold, tumble dry low. Estimated delivery times 5 to 7 business days with standard shipping. Return policy. We will gladly accept returns for any reason within 30 days of the date of delivery. All right.
I want to be the person who writes the descriptions for Pokemon Center.
Did you look at
many
the socks?
Yeah, I might actually buy these socks.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This is like my 80s nightmare come back.
Mew is so cute.
Mew is cute, but it looks like it's floating in a space of Doritos and noodles. I don't understand.
It totally
what
does,
is that
right.
One pyramid with the blue on the bottom? Is that some poor representation of a spaceship? No, it's not a Funyun. What's the one that's the bugle?
Bugle. It's a bugle. Yeah.
So we got Doritos, bugles.
And like a straw or something.
No, there's a straw chip out there. I mean, Mew obviously likes his snack food.
Oh, it's like Takis or whatever.
Who, what? That's a California thing, dude.
I don't think so, but...
What, a Taki Taki?
No, I don't know how to pronounce them. T-A-K-I.
We don't have those in D.C.
They're mini rolled corn tortilla chips.
Yeah, that's a California thing. It's probably a Southern California thing, too.
Maybe. Oh, anyways. These socks are cool.
Mew and the corn chips.
Supposed to be.
There's a t-shirt that is like the same design, the same Mew design on the Pokemon Center website.
Is it a black shirt with really striking bright offensive to the eye colors, much as we enjoyed wearing in 1986?
The pink of Mew is lighter on the t-shirt, but it's the same series. It's the Mew Mythical Mania shirt.
Richelle.
I 100% think that this Mew's face is going to be terrifying when you put it on a leg and it stretches.
When it stretches across my massive calves.
You guys know.
Oh, you got to put that on
your
Instagram. That's not a sacrifice. He's going to be proud.
Oh, man, the shirt sold out. I kind of want to buy the shirt, too, but it's out of stock. It's out of stock because it's so popular.
That's so bizarre to me. I guess maybe the 80s are coming back. These wild, intense, lots of triangles. There was lots of triangles in the 80s.
This whole series, this whole Mythical Mania series is like very 80s. I'm looking at, there's a hat here with all the mythical Pokemon on it. And it's just got...
I got to see this.
I'm not...
How do I find this?
I think if you just type in Mythical Mania into the search bar, it's like a series.
Oh my gosh, this... I don't know if I can emotionally handle whatever this series is.
You can. It's just very exciting.
There's a three-ring binder.
That hat is very intense.
Yeah, the hat's really intense.
I don't have the energy for this. Okay, are they like tiny spaceship triangles? Because like on the hat, Jirachi and Meloetta are like sitting on them. I don't know. It's too many shapes. It's
and then
too
there's
busy.
Just a white random Magearna t-shirt in this.
Where is...
Awesome cute Victinis.
Where is the... The Victini is the wrong color. Out... Garbage, no good.
The plush?
Oh no! The hat. Oh, the gotcha. Mythical Mania hat has Victini is like, kind of like yellow and pink. There's so much pink. It really is the 80s come back again. But where's Hoopa? Doesn't Hoopa count as a mythical?
You've found the issue with this entire line in that it doesn't have my favorite Pokemon, Steve.
I see Jirachit. I see Bug Shaman, Cannon Murphy. Dude. I see Shaman. Yeah, that guy. Look, there's a Mew.
Pikachu Keldeo. On there.
There's Arceus. There's... I don't see Pikachu.
Oh, sorry. I was looking
Pikachu?
At the binder.
There's Meloetta.
Oh, I was looking at the Marshadow mid-calf socks, which have a Pikachu on them that looks
amazing.
I don't know. I'm not sure how to explain this expression. Somewhere between terrified, but also simultaneously dead inside and so unable to feel terror.
Oh, there are Pikachus on the hat, by the way.
Where are there Pikachus on,
the back of
oh,
the hat?
Oh, there is a Pikachu,
Pikachu
on the
and...
hat.
What is this?
No room for Hoopa, but plenty of room for Pikachu. Like, I see how it is.
Everyone's favorite mythical Pokemon,
there are two
Pikachu.
Pikachus like, right next to each other on the hat, and no Hoopa or
I hate this.
No Deancey.
So official review is that all of this series sucks and it's awful.
No, let's get back
to the socks.
Back to the past Samurai Jack. customer reviews. That's what we come here for. Socks.
Right.
Socks. 5 Pikachus for based on 7 reviews. Are you guys looking at the reviews?
Yes.
Yes, I am. All right, am.
Bobby, please read the first review for me.
All right. Looks great. A great pair of sockies.
A great pair of sockies. This is from Brandon, a verified buyer. Rochelle. Okay.
You think the last one was great. This one's even better.
How many Pikachus?
This is from Matthew.
How many Pikachus?
Matthew G gives this 5 whole Pikachu heads. Title, great product. Description, great product.
It must be a great product. All right, I'm going to do the next one. This is from Matthew H, not to be confused with Matthew G, the previous reviewer. 5 Pikachus. Title, well done. Content, I asked for it and paid for the quick shipping and it arrived just as I expected. The socks looked amazing. Thank you. Yeah. All right, Bobby, you're up.
Okay, next one. It's from Jose D, verified buyer. He gives it 5 Pikachus. Title, they were a gift too. Description. They were a gift to my wife, and she loves them. She wears them almost every night.
I hope he bought multiple pairs.
Hey, why
is
she walking?
Oh my gosh.
This is going to kill me. Rochelle, please continue.
All right. This one is from Matthew T, not to be confused with Matthew G or Matthew H. Fantastic. No punctuation. All of my products came perfectly. ordered on a Friday and got it Monday.
Hey, you can't complain about that.
That's true.
That's a great review.
All of my products, and they're just reviewing the socks?
I guess so.
All right, this is a review from Jonathan, who's a verified buyer who gave this product 5 Pikachu. Strangely, they only have 5 Pikachu head reviews here. The topic is socks, and the review is love them.
All right.
Well, don't we all love socks?
So our final review comes from Julietta D., as a verified buyer, and 5 Pikachus as well, of course. Title: very comfortable socks to wear. Description: very comfortable socks to wear. Thank you.
I'm glad they added the thank you on there.
At yes. least they're polite. I will say, though, in case anyone was wondering, the only review that has been considered helpful at all in all of these is the first one that says a great pair of socks.
Yes, it got 3 thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
quality.
Let's pull the panel. Rochelle, are you're interested in getting a Mew Mythical Mania midcalf sock adult one size?
No.
Bobby?
After reading those reviews, I think I'm gonna have to say yes.
Oh man. Well, they are in stock, so I expect if you order today, you'll get them by Wednesday. not gonna coast. Tomorrow's a holiday. True.
Ah, yes, true. Mm-hmm. Well, I could do it. I have some free shipping codes from Pokemon Center. So,
what?
Yeah, I ordered some stuff for my son for Christmas, and it all came late. Like, I ordered it like 2 weeks before Christmas, and it all came late. And I didn't really say anything about it, but they just sent me an email like a month later and were like, hey, we're sorry about the late shipment. Here's a $20 off of an item at the Pokemon Center. And then here's 4 free shipping codes for your troubles. So
they owned up to their own delayed shipping and then just like gave you presents. That is a quality company.
Yeah, I didn't email them or anything. I didn't say anything to them about it. They just emailed me like a month after and apologized for the delayed shipment and then gave me that stuff.
That's some quality customer service.
Yeah.
I guess I should have ordered from the Pokemon Center and had it come late last year.
Wow. Yeah, it worked.
Look at my life. Look at my choices.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now I'm going to go buy new socks, so I don't really know if my choices are any better.
Well, please get multiple pairs of Mew socks.
If you're gonna wear them every night. Please get more than one pair. Please.
I might have to.
They will wear out, you know.
True, that's very true. Maybe I'll buy a few pairs.
All right, Bobby, time for the question of the week.
It's time for the question of the week.
I think you're giving Greg a run for his money. Yeah. And he's got training in musical theater. You're just a basketball player.
That is true. No.
It's like in one of those like teenage rom-coms where like the basketball player joins the chorus to like because his love interest is on the chorus.
Wait. Is that not literally a teenage?
Is
that, hold on, is that the plot to High School Musical?
You never saw High School Musical. Same. So I don't know.
Okay, well, I haven't either, so I don't know either.
We
but my friend talks about it so much. I feel
in the world.
Should we review High School Musical now?
How could you find 3 people on this planet who have not seen High School Musical?
I'm looking it up. This is gonna haunt me until. Okay, whoa, hold up. Why is like the top suggested? High School Musical 4. There are 4 of the. Okay.
Oh, yeah, there were multiple High School Musical movies.
Oh,
yes,
God.
It's a whole empire
okay.
shows at this point,
or whatever they are.
Yeah. So there's a musical, and the guy is basketball. Troy is his name, and he does basketball, but wants to do the musical because he is in love with Gabriella. I'm honestly not even reading complete sentences. I'm just filling in the blanks from my knowledge of passively absorbed teen drama. Anyway, so moving on. So that is the plot of High School Musical. So what we learned today is that basketball players are actually secretly really good
singers.
There
you go.
And that explains a lot.
That's why Shaq is secretly putting out music albums under the name T-Pain. I don't know. I just made up like one basketball person I know and one rapper I've heard of. And there you go.
Perfect.
Hopefully neither one of them has passed away at this point.
Neither one of them has passed away at this point. You're okay.
Normally, we get our question of the week from the Addict channel, but in our Slack, which you get to be part of if you contribute to the Patreon for this program. But we only had two questions this week, the first of which was, who is Will going to miss the most when he leaves DC and moves to Minnesota? And the answer is no one, because I'll still, it's the age of the internet, folks. I will be in contact. I'm literally not even changing jobs. I'm going to keep my job, even though I'm going to be 20 hours by car away from my job. Missing people doesn't happen anymore. Then the second question, which was literally 1, 2, 3 paragraphs long, was so dark and complex and intense that Greg and Steve can handle that one next week. That's not for me. So I had to come up with my own question of the week. Let me read this to you. The current Secretary General of the United Nations is Antonio Guterres. He is the former head of state to hold the role. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. He's the first former head of state to hold the role. And he has also been president of Socialist International from 1999 to 2005 and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees from 2005 to 2015. If you were able to provide him with advice, how would you advise him that Pokemon could assist him in his duties? All right, Rochelle, we're going to start with you.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez. Okay. I don't know if you're aware of this.
He's the Secretary General of the United Nations. All right, here's like a little backfill. Secretary General of the United Nations is the head of the United Nations Secretariat, one of the six principal organs of the United Nations. The Secretary General serves as the Chief Administrative Officer of the United Nations. The role of the United Nations Secretariat and of the Secretary General in particular is laid out by Chapter 15, Articles 97 to 101 of the United Nations Charter. There you go.
And now are we going to read what the Chapter 15 of the United Nations Charter is?
No.
Okay.
That's too much
okay.
detail.
So here's the thing. I don't know this guy's day-to-day job. I don't know if he needs help, like, filing paperwork,
no.
or if he needs help, like,
so
making
so
speeches.
Top of the list is preventing war and the end of the world.
Oh, okay. So this is an easy solution. If you give every 10-year-old a Pokemon, rather than countries going to war, just 10-year-olds all kill each other trying to do epic Pokemon battles, and then there are no people, and then everything's good,
no,
and Pokemon take over the earth.
That's not.
That's dark.
I think that goes against, yeah. Ooh.
Look, you asked me this question. It is 7 hours past my bedtime. But that's the thing, though, because that's like an extraordinarily broad question. That's like basically asking, like, what could Pokemon do to help humans in the
yeah,
world?
I say,
which
just
is a
give,
lot.
The, give the man a Rayquaza. It does well at keeping peace between land and sea. We're good.
Yes.
Okay. Do like UN officials get to have legendary and mythical
okay, well, don't
Pokemon?
Give
though?
Him a Rayquaza.
Like,
I mean, like,
is
let
that just
Rayquaza
like a perk
consult.
Of the job? Okay, but here's the thing. In a world with Pokemon in it, at a certain point of like surely they have some sort of UN, right? I'm just gonna make that assumption. Let's base it all on that. Do you think there's just like a whole department that is like, well, it's my job to go out and wake up Rayquaza sometimes when I think we need some help?
Yeah, like, what if there was a Pokemon department of the United Nations that was like...
There would have to
be. Human Pokemon relations. And then they were like, oh boy, there's the Amazon is getting deforested because all those chatots are chatting it up, or let's put it, the chatbots are endangered because of the deforestation of the Amazon. So what are we going to do? Right? These are the situations that have to be dealt yeah. with by the United Nations of the Poke Earth.
But then that's still like super broad because like, what are you going to do for that? I mean, you could probably like, well, it depends on what's endangering the chatbots. Is it like deforestation in particular? So then you're starting to have, I don't know, you have people guarding.
Well, see, it starts
the
out.
The edge of the this, forest? This like...
is, the real problem is it's the overproduction of mill tanks, which contributes to two major environmental problems. One, methane gas, obviously, which is causing the ozone problem. And then also the deforestation because they burn down sections of the Amazon so that they have more pasture area for the mill tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a high demand for mill tank beef and Toros beef. That, you know, it's like, how do we counter the demand to provide for a better environment?
Well, I mean, okay. So, first of all, you obviously have to get the Squirtle Squad on stopping the fires because we all know that's what's yep. happening right now. And then, like, but then, like, if you want to treat the root of the issue, you have to address, like, why does everybody want to eat mill tanks all the time? Like, maybe we should, like, I don't know, just eat meat on the weekends or something. But then you have to, like, you get into a whole different ethical debate, which is just like, okay, I guess you can just eat plants, but like our Pokemon plants, like do you have a fresh oddish salad? Oh. Like,
oh, I
and then like you just have, this is what we call a wicked problem, where the problem just balloons out into more and more problems that are all intertwined because humanity is messy and complicated. And I feel like applying Pokemon to this situation will eternally be a struggle of addressing the symptoms and not the cause.
It's a problem that only gets worse the more you look at it. Bobby, you haven't answered yet.
Well, I mean, I had said to consult Rayquaza, but...
Okay, that's too simple.
Do you think...
This is a very complex issue. The United Nations needs Pokemon to save the planet.
Do you think you could alternatively get milk instead of from Miltank, but from Sunkern?
Sunkern milk? I
like
think I'm allergic
almond
to
milk
that,
or like
intolerant.
Soy milk? Like
oh my
milk.
Gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! But like, this is what I'm talking about. That's a better example than Oddish salad, because like, can you imagine just like squishing and blending up a whole bunch of cute little smiley sunkerns?
Yeah, it's called Pokemon Go. Have you seen Bobby's Instagram? That dude's all about crunching up Pokemon into candy.
I was just talking about how that is so, such a sad situation in Pokemon Go. This is why I have to walk Farfetch'd 3,000 kilometers so I can have a connection to a Pokemon, because most of them I just throw into a grinder so that I can get candy.
So what we learned today is that the Pokemon world is ruthless and cruel.
Just like the real world. Perfect.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
How's that for ruining your escapism?
There's no... I'm going to call up my buddy Antonio Gutierrez. I can't... I only speak Portuguese with a Brazilian accent, and I don't even do that well. I'm not going to try. This dude's from Portugal. I'm not going to try to do a Portugal, because have you ever heard a person from Portugal speaking Portuguese? Oof, that's tough. So basically, dude, you're on your own. Can't advise you on how Pokemon can make the world a better place. All right.
Sounds like maybe he should hire some people to form a department to work on that problem.
Department of Human Pokemon Relations. We'll see how that goes.
Yep.
All right. Pokemon of the week. Last week's Pokemon, your clues, similar to Gorgeist, used to live in a shell. Japanese name translates as Cherry Blossom of the Depths. First appeared in Hoenn, similar to a vampire. It is blah, that's garbage. And then Will Anderson would not eat the real world equivalent of its pre-evolution raw, as many people do, but he would eat them fried. Who was last week's Pokemon?
Gorbis.
Rochelle.
Oh, geez.
It wasn't Hoopa again. You got Hoopa 2 weeks in a row.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I think I was so distressed at Steve's blatant disregard for my favorite Pokemon that I didn't even pay attention.
Wow. Well, Bobby, you are correct. The answer is Gorbis.
Nice.
And let me see if we have any Gorbis trivia. Besides the fact that it has a shell bra, which Steve is bizarrely
focused on,
obsessed with.
Yeah, I thought that was odd.
What do you guys think of the shuffle sprite for Gorbis?
I think it is...
It looks like a shrimp.
Well,
it does, but they've also managed to maintain the shell bra in the shuffle sprite.
Which is very impressive.
I will say the shiny is glorious. It is golden with purple accents. It's quite beautiful.
And if you look at my Instagram this week, you will see a picture of it because I took some pictures of one the other day.
Did you get a shiny? You have a shiny Gorbis?
Yeah, I have a shiny Gorbis, Huntail, and Clamperl.
Wow.
Nice.
Sivo. All right.
Here's some.
Will-friendly
trivia.
Okay, go for it.
Despite being pure water-type Pokemon, Gorbis bears a psychic-type Poke Assist in Pokemon Ranger Shadow of Almer.
There you go. Pokemon Ranger, best Pokemon game of them all. Gorbis may have been based on the snipe eel. It also resembles a pipefish as well as an oarfish and a chimera. What? I don't know. Bulbapedia. Sometimes Whoa.
The Rhino Chimeridae, commonly known as long-nosed chimeras, are a family of fish
made out of cartilage, like sharks.
Yes. And it 100%. Oh, this one looks like it has lipstick.
What? A fish with lipstick? Now you've got my interest.
This drawing. There's not actually a picture of it on the Wikipedia page, but there's a drawing of it. I'm trying to link it to you, but I'm really bad at it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it does look like it's got lipstick. It does look like Gorbis. Or Gorbis does look like this. So.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But are those like vampire bloodsuckers or no? They don't do that. All right. This week's Pokemon of the Week. You guys ready?
Ready.
Rochelle.
Ready as I'll ever get.
Sufficiently recovered that you can actually listen this week.
I don't know if I'm ever gonna truly fully recover, but I am recovered enough that I can give you my full attention. All right.
Bobby, you good?
Ready.
Next weekend, I am moving to Minnesota. Which Pokemon do I most wish I had available to me for the weekend? In Detective Pikachu, one of these Pokemon was seen directing traffic. While packing to move, I found the box for my original yellow cartridge, which I still have and still works. I mentioned that previously in this episode. How fortuitous. The Pokedex entry for this Pokemon in yellow reads, "One arm alone can move mountains. Using all four arms, this Pokemon fires off awesome punches." In original Pokemon Ranger, this Pokemon can be found in Kroka Tunnel. This Pokemon has one of the green shinies. All right.
I know what this one is.
A little easier for the folks this week, mostly because I have to worry about packing and moving out of the place where I have lived for almost 18 years.
Wow. It's intense. Did you pack your place? Most of it?
I'm still working on it. I've got 5 open boxes. 2 closed. So we've got 13 more to fill. Boy, oh boy. All right, that's our show for the week. If you want to reach out to us on Twitter, it's at Pokemon Podcast. I can be reached at Wash in the Sink. Rochelle, what's your Twitter?
At Miss Delaney, and Delaney has two L's, and they're right next to each other.
But does Miss have two S's?
Yes, it does, and they're right next to each other.
And is Laney spelled like I would suspect?
At MissDellaney.
Oh, see, I would have gotten it wrong because I would have spelled it LeigHnee. So I'm glad you spelled that out.
The most common spelling of Delaney. I understand.
All right, Bobby, where do they find you on Twitter if they want to complain about your lack of solutions for this pressing need to assist the UN Secretary General?
Yeah, if you want to complain to me about that or anything, like my 3,000-kilometer walk on with Farfetch'd, you can find me at PKMN Snaps on Twitter.
No period.
No just period.
PKMNSNAPS. All right. If you would like to visit our website where there's a contact us link and you could submit an email, because I can never remember the email address. It's not the email address I wrote down. Please do
Although,
not go to PokemonCats.com. Although somebody should make a website called PokemonCats.com. The website is PKMNCAST.com, where you can find our episodes and news and contact us. If you would like to contribute to the Patreon for the program, where you'll get access to our wonderful Slack channel, where folks like me and Miss Delaney and sometimes Bobby are up in there having conversation, and we talk about all kinds of things, not just Pokemon. I frequently let people know that I'm in the gym or I'm leaving the gym. So that's one of the many topics of interest. You also get to see my knitting and crochet work. And what else do we do in there? We talk about Animal Crossing.
Sometimes people tell me what to have for dinner or what to buy at the grocery store. Sometimes
we do shiny hunting. That's fun.
Oh, there's a shiny hunting.
We do night crew. We do morning crew.
Yes.
I think some people do day crew. I don't know.
And then if you're in the Addict channel, you can contribute to the question of the week so that Will Anderson doesn't have to ask about the UN Secretary General. Come up with bizarre stuff. So the link to the Patreon is very simple. It's ise.cash, C-A-S-H. That takes you straight to the Patreon. Very easy to type in. And then if you would like to watch the normal host of this program on Twitch, because he is a full-time Twitch streamer as his occupation, he is at twitch.tv/PKMNCAST. Although he does have three cats and he probably should be Pokemon Cats, because that would be better.
Sounds like it's time for a rebrand.
All right, Rochelle, you do other programming.
Oh gosh, do I?
Yes. What is that other programming that you do?
I do a very exciting podcast with Al, who you may know from this podcast occasionally. It's called The Harvest Season. It's about farming games like Harvest Moon, Stardew Valley, etc., etc.
Do you cover Animal Crossing in The Harvest Season at all?
We've talked about it before, but not like covering it. More in the sense of like every episode we do, what are you playing? And some people got Al to play Animal Crossing, and we talked about that for a little bit while that lasted.
What about Competitive Farming Simulator?
There is an esports league for Farming Simulator, which is a farming simulator game. We talk about that in the news occasionally.
All right. How can they find your program, The Harvest Season?
Yes. It's on all your favorite podcatchers is the term for that. You can go to our website, harvestseason.club. Or you can go visit us on Twitter at THSPod, which is like the harvest season, and then pod for podcast.
That's awesome. Bobby, you're mainly an Instagrammarian. What's the...
Sure, that's a good term for it.
A grammar.
Grammar. A grammar.
You're a grammar.
So, yes. Where can they find you on the Instagram so they can see all of your shiny alters, your non-shiny alters, and other Pokemon Go capture Renos?
And your sock selfie in the next
episode. Yes. Yes.
You can follow me on Instagram at pkmn.snaps.
So that's the one that has the period in it.
Yeah, I still haven't been able to get the person who took the other one to give it up.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'll keep working on that too. I'm friends with the Secretary General of the United Nations. He should have some sway.
All right, we'll get this figured out.
All right, so everybody follow Bobby on Instagram. I am washing the sink in literally everything except PTCGO. That's fine. I don't play that much. All right. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
super effective.
Super ineffective at solving large world problems in short, easy solutions.
I didn't put a time limit. You could have come up with a whole kind of like Aswan Dam type thing.
I mean, if you give me 3 weeks, I will solve every world problem with a Pokemon. Wow.
With one Pokemon, Hoopa, the Pokemon that can generate every other Pokemon. Sure, that's cheating.
Exactly.
Rochelle.